pleasure to introduce Julie Pring into our studio yet again. And Julie is Parkinson's. And, of course, Julie, happy Parkinson's Day.
Welcome everyone to World Parkinson's Day today, the 11th of April.
Yes, absolutely. Julie, before we get into what's happening here in Caboolture, it's pretty important for people to know that Shake It Up Australia Foundation is tied in with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and they're having a big day in Brisbane today, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yeah, they've got the founder of Shake It Up Australia, Clyde Campbell, is presenting, or is the orator at a special function in the city today.
Yeah, so we've missed it here today, but just the same, that's okay. It is happening. Yes. So it is a really big thing.
It is. It's worldwide. Yep. And today, members from our group are at Morayfield Shopping Centre up near Target and Woolies.
Target, yes. Yes, so pull on down and say good day to the guys.
That's right, and pause for Parkinson's.
Absolutely, yes. Listeners, just before Julie and I came on back on air, Jules was telling me that about 18% of working-aged people suffer from Parkinson's.
That's right.
And the amazing 10% of those are under 40.
That's right. That's one of the statistics that's come out through Michael J. Fox and the Shake It Up Australia Foundation.
That's shaking it up. Yes. Well, I'm truly, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Jules, I'll let you go on with what you had planned to say.
That's all right, Rosemary. Yeah, so I'm also here to remind people that our meeting is next Wednesday. It's always the third Wednesday, so this month it's the 17th, starting at 12. And we have light lunch, and then we have physiotherapist Zach coming from Auscare Physiotherapy.
And that's what we like to hear.
Yes, so he's going to talk about, and actually something that Clyde Campbell has said is exercise doesn't change the disease, but it changes the symptoms.
Okay, so. Okay. Excuse me. So now with, you've got your walk in the park coming up. Very shortly.
Yes, that's actually Parkinson's Queensland. It's down at Murarrie, so I'm not too sure if too many people will get there from this area, but just so that people are aware that there's the funds are going to go towards Parkinson's nurse training for this state.
Good ones. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And you've got some raffle tickets available still?
Yes, at our meeting next week we'll be I'm not too sure if they're selling them on the stall today.
Oh, they're mad if they're not.
Yes, and that will be drawn. It's the prizes have a Mother's Day emphasis, and that'll be drawn at our May meeting. But tickets are available. We're always grateful to people who donate things for us so that we can raise some funds, and those also people who make our lunches. The funds go to paying for the lunches, but we do it a lot cheaper because our members do the hard work.
Do the work, yeah. Mm. Good one. So, George, you've got your 30th birthday coming up in July.
Yes.
Wow, and that's the 30th birthday of Caboolture Parkinson's.
Yes,
group.
We're the longest continually running Parkinson's support group in Queensland.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so a little bit further away is, of course, Picnic in the Park, which is always in September.
Yes.
September 8. Now, come back to this singing group, and you hear quite a lot about how good singing is for sufferers of Parkinson's.
That's right. When they did the research for Sings a Bit Parkinson's, they found that the actual people felt a lot better about themselves. It didn't seem to have made a big change with speech, but it made significant changes in social feeling and how people were coping just generally with feeling about themselves.
And, you know, the dancing, of course, is something that's good.
Yes.
And your physiotherapist that's there next week will talk a little bit about that. That'll be great fun.
Yes.
Now, with Parkinson's, and I think you and I have spoken about it before, but not only is it the shaky disease, which we all know it to be, but it affects your balance, your sleep, and also fatigue. You become very fatigued with it.
Yes, yeah, so a lot of people with Parkinson's find that they need, they'd always been people who got up in the morning, went to bed at night, but now sometimes a bit further down the track they're needing a little rest in the middle of the day or in the afternoon.
But in saying that, Jules, there's nothing like a nanny nap, is there? It's just such a good thing. So there are a lot of people that do have that little rest in the afternoon.
Yes, but even we're finding, I think, some of the people who were diagnosed the early onset Parkinson's, they're finding that they do need that break in the middle of the day.
Okay, and probably a longer and more or deeper sort of rest. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, darling. And is there anything that we should be telling our listeners to keep an eye out for or to be aware of?
Probably, you know, the tremor or shakes is just one of the symptoms. There's also stiffness. That's another one that people don't associate so much with Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And later on it affects speech and swallowing a little bit more. Slow movement earlier on too. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, balance. And perhaps it's interesting, an interesting statistic is that there's actually one person diagnosed with Parkinson's every 40 minutes. So every day in Australia there are 38 people diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Dear.
So it's quite an interesting thing, isn't it? So, but if you've got some concerns, it's certainly not the end of the road. Yes, it is a degenerative condition, but exercise helps, just keeping the quality of life going and not pulling out of things. Another thing Clyde Campbell said was to get out there and get on with your life, even if you've got Parkinson's, and certainly that's what he has done himself. He was diagnosed at, I think it was about 44.
Wow. There you go. And, Dylan, just coming back quickly to the singing, you do have a practice on Monday mornings at North's at Kalanga.
That's right. Yes.
So if anybody that is listening or has somebody in their family that suffers from Parkinson's, why wouldn't you, you know, you could go along with them, couldn't
you? That's right. And you don't, actually, we've extended the group as a community group, so you don't even have to have Parkinson's to come along with that group.
Just get along and have a good sing.
Yeah, majority of people who are going either have Parkinson's or see
or the carers.
But,
it's all good.
One or two coming along who haven't got Parkinson's,
All right, that's good. Jules, I think we've covered a fair few things today. I think the important thing is that it is Parkinson's Awareness Day today, so please be aware of that. But also, the guys are down out in the Morayfield Shopping Centre out in front of Target, and you'll know Woolworths is one side, Target is the other, and there they are. Get on down there and have a chat to them and see if you can buy a raffle ticket off them as well, because they're plenty of good stuff.
That's right.
Jules, thanks very much for coming in again, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again next month.
I'll look forward to that too.
And
you're
heading down to the Morayfield Shopping Centre about now?
Yes, I am.
You know, I say it a million times a year, I'm sure, that the community of Caboolture has such a beautiful big heart. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes,
there are so many people that volunteer for so many different things.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks for listening.